Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus encouraged men and women to ask, to receive, and to knock. He promised, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened." Matthew 7:7-8. These verses tell us of the graciousness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. They remind us of these words from the Apostle Peter. "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:8-9. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks about the goodness of our earthly fathers. "Or what man is there of you, who, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone?" Matthew 7:9. If you were blessed by having good parents as you were growing into maturity, as I was, you know how your parents wanted to do the best for you. They sacrificed their own time and effort to provide for your needs. My parents almost literally worked themselves to death for my 11 brothers and sisters. Only vicious and ungodly parents would neglect their children's welfare. Good parents know how absolutely essential it is for them to care for their own children. In addition, that is what God demands of parents. The Lord's second question was, "Or if your son shall ask a fish, will he give him a serpent?" Matthew 7:10. We know what Jesus had in mind, but tragically, our nation has some parents who do not seek the welfare of their children. You may remember reading about the father who injected his son with the AIDS virus so the father would not have to support the child. There was a case here in Middle Tennessee where a father shot his 4 children because of a dispute with his ex-wife. Obviously, such cases are an exception to the rule. Even people with low moral values normally do not mistreat their children. They would not give them a serpent if they ask for a fish. Our Lord asked these 2 questions so He could tell us of the love and concern of our Heavenly Father. "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them who ask Him?" Matthew 7:11. And what good things does our Heavenly Father give to us? For all human beings, and not just Christians, God sends physical blessings. He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. Paul referred to the same truth when he told the people of Lystra, "Nevertheless, He, that is God, left not Himself without witness, in that He did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." Acts 14:17. But for Christians there is more, much more, than the sunshine, the rain, and fruitful seasons. We have been made a vital part of God's family, citizens in His kingdom, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. God has given us the hope of eternal life and the joy of His love. "Behold," the Apostle John wrote, "what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." 1 John 3:1-2. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.